This is the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Deputy Minister of Manpower Afrianca Noor said the National Internship Program is a strategic initiative to prepare skilled Indonesian workers ready to compete in the industrial sector. He noted that the public enthusiasm for the program shows growing trust in internships on the government.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hati.
One of the legendary solo culinary delights, because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this Paskempol Parrot, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Some call as Kempol Parrot is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make Paskempol Parrot, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Parrot is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol parrot is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapeh. For one bowl of Paskempol Parrot, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Semua yang terjadi, mengapa kau masih berbesar hati? Sifatku, salahku, perkataan dan tingkah laku, mengapa kau masih di sampingku? Apa daya ku gagal sehari semalam tanpa perlu alasan aku kalahkan. Dari pariku pada masih takut temukan pada yang lebih menawan. Dari bintang di awan sampai laut terdalam, tiada yang mengagumkan. Tak beranjak lari tinggalkanku di saat semuanya pergi. Dari pariku pernah bikin aku temukan hati yang lebih menawan. Sifatku, salahku, perkataan dan tingkah laku, mengapa kau masih di sampingku? Apa daya ku gagal wanna be somewhere else. I'm up for you on the outside. How could come up again?
If you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galela, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galela because it has been known since ancient times that Galela Village is a fish shelter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as well as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cooking process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal chamachuro, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Listeners, now I'm going to play you because usually in the morning session and afternoon session we have this thing, interviews we call it VOI Talked, and now I'm going to play you the VOI Talk for today's morning session.
Voice of Indonesia. Hello, dear listener, and welcome to the special interview of VOI Talk on Voice of Indonesia. And right now, I have a special guest. We're going to talk about the sea lives of Indonesia as well, how well do we preserve this and protect. protecting the coast. Great Indonesia, that is the team. And of course, I'm not alone. I'm being accompanied by Mr. Heri Saputro, Balikpapan Fisheries and Marine Supervisor. How are you, Pa?
Fine, thank you. And how about you?
I'm fine too, but so, but I see there that you've been really like diving. Do you really love to dive and see the underwater beauty of Indonesia?
Yep, that's right. Yeah, it's my hobby too.
Okay, so without any further ado, for listener, let's begin today's interview. So, how would you embody your love for the homeland, home country of Indonesia, especially in your current position right now?
Yeah, okay, thank you. Yeah, first, you must love with my job, my work, and then we have to do the best. We have to do the best. And my duty as a fishery supervisor to protect and preserve coastal marine ecosystem, mangrove ecosystem, coral reef ecosystem, seagrass ecosystem, and marine life ecosystem.
Okay, so but while your job is currently like preserving the nature of the ocean, can you tell us what is the most beautiful ocean you've seen during your time working?
Yeah. I think, and the whole thing, the best underwater world is Raja Ampat Papua. Raja Ampat Papua, I think.
Okay.
And also Bunaken, I have dived in there, Bunaken, also Karimun Jawa, East Java, Central Java, and then East Kalimantan, Derawan, Takaban, Sangalaki, and Maratua. So many kind of special interests of underwater creature.
Okay, that is really such many oceans for us to visit there, my listener.
Yep.
Okay, but hey, continuing on. What strategies do you implement to educate the public about the importance of preserving the coastal areas of Indonesia, and how can this increase our national awareness of the environment, perhaps?
We must introduce and educate fishermen, and coastal communities, to have a sense of love, and then sense of ownership of coastal marine ecosystem, mangrove ecosystem, coral reef ecosystem, seagrass ecosystem, marine life ecosystem. Especially for the young generation, because they will continue my duty every day, of course. Yeah, and then this is a key. I think this is a key the key of coastal marine ecosystem sustainability. I think it's the key. Yeah, if they don't need them and they won't love them, istilahnya bahasa Indonesia-nya tak kenal maka tak sayang gitu. This is if they don't know them, they won't love them. So if they feel they have a sense of love and they feel ownership, so they will take care and maintain coastal marine ecosystem. And if they don't care about coastal marine ecosystem, and the end result will be destruction of coastal marine ecosystem, and then we have one reason for them, for fishermen and for coastal community. If we protect the nature, then nature will take care of us. That's all. Thank you.
Okay, so Harry, I would like to ask you, from your perspective, do you think the young generation care about the sea more than before, especially right now?
I think so. Because and right now, the young generation, they have a mobile phone number. Yeah, mobile phone. And with the handphone, mobile phone, they can searching about information about ocean, about coastal marine ecosystem, about fishes, about marine life, about mangrove, about seagrass, about this, anything, any kind of information. Then we are as parents, so we have to give a good lesson for them until they care about ocean, about mango, about seagrass, coral leaf, and the others. I think so.
Okay, so Bahiri, how do you share values and love, especially for the homeland, for your daily duties, and what results have you achieved in increasing the public participation, especially in keeping the safe haven of Indonesian marine life and ecosystem?
Our country, Indonesia, Republic of Indonesia, has maritime vision. And the sea is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the sea, a glue for national unity and integrity. And also the sea is the foundation for future shared prosperity. And then in the ocean, this is energizing our ocean with a blue economy, and then coastal marine ecosystem are blue natural capital, BNC. So we can call BNC. The sea is the future of the nation, and the future of the nation is in the sea. And the sea lies hope. In the sea lies prosperity. In the sea lies glory. Yeah, in Bajo language, Bajo language, Bajo tribe, dilauku kalulumanku, dilauku kalulumanku. In English, ocean is my life. So the Bajo tribe depend to the ocean. So their life depend to the ocean. Yeah. And therefore, fishermen and coastal community have a local wisdom. So the local wisdom to protect coastal marine and ecosystem. Yeah, just like farmer with their rice field. So the same. Fisherman with the ocean, and then farmer with the rice field. It's the same. Yeah, the same.
Okay, Bahiri, for the final question, maybe, can you tell us your expectation, especially for the future of Indonesian marine life, and your messages for the young generation,
the one who will protect the marine ecosystem and the marine life in the future.
Yeah, and what? I just give what? Looks like message. I just give message. If we protect the ocean, and then ocean will take care of us. Ocean will give everything to us, to people, to human. Yeah. And then one more. The young generation is the key. Is the key of future of our nation. Yeah. Because in the land is so crowded, so many development, everything, and the ocean is waiting for us, waiting for us to explore about everything. In the deep of the ocean, in the bottom of the ocean, so many oil, and then what? Everything in the ocean. We can find everything. We can find about resource of life, the fish, a lot of fish, marine life, marine biodiversity, everything. About and also a big country, what they have to pay to Indonesia, the archipelago state, yeah, Indonesia is archipelago state. They have to pay to Indonesia for what produce oxygen, by coral reef and by secrets. Yeah. That's enough.
Okay. Thank you so much, Pahiri, for your answer and your time to do this special interview with us in Voice of Indonesia today. And for listener, just like Pahiri said, let us continue take care of the sea life, marine and ecosystem. Because if we take care of the sea will take care of us. Thank you so much, Voice listener, for your time and with this special interview for today in VOI Talk. And of course, there will be a lot of more programs, so don't go anywhere. So stay tuned with us, and I'll see you in the next episode of VOI Talk. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia.
Jangan
Sakit, peres gitu, bahasa Sundanya peres gitu.
Hurt.
Paling
peres is Sundanese.
Paling memar.
I get bruised usually, juga. But it will disappear overnight when I apply minyak kayu putih or eucalyptus oil. Minyak angin, warming oil.
Memar, gitu.
My lower tonsils was also hit.
Pernah juga yang kepukul urat pergelangan kakinya itu yang di bawah tuh.
That was statement of Acing Hidayat, the owner of Ranca Gede Sundani Studio, to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Majalengka Regency, West Java. He often gets hurt when showing his skill as the lover and conserver of Sampyong from Majalengka. At a glance, it sounds weird and even scary when someone cannot avoid when he is hit.
Itu bahaya itu, jadi jangan sampai berubah gitu. Kalau mau dipukul
itu harus diam
gitu.
So just stand still if you are going to be hit, because it will be dangerous. It tortures nerves.
Nah, yang menghindar itu yang bahaya. Kalau mau dipukul itu harus diam gitu.
Stand still when hit makes no sense indeed, but it's the uniqueness and characteristics of Sampyong art from Majalengka Regency, West Java. It is a traditional art which is in the brink of extinction. Sampyong art has been performed and has evolved on Java land since Indonesia gained independence, as stated by Kiwing Almawi, 67 years old, the successor generation of Sampyong art from Majalengka, who is also a corn farmer in Simporum Sub-District, Cigasong District, Majalengka Regency, West Java.
Nama Kiwing Almawi, asal dari Kelurahan Simporum, Kecamatan Cigasong, Kabupaten Majalengka, umur 67.
My name is Kiwing Almawi from dari Simporum Sub-District, Cigasong District, Majalengka Regency. I'm 67 years old. I've been engaged in Sampyong art since 60, so I passed this art to the next generation. There is also Nurpani, so Sampyong art came after Indonesia gained independence in about 1946. It used to be a folk art called Ujungan, which uses rotten bitter in that length of 60 cm with head cover called Balakuta, made of layers of cloth to avoid hot heat. In about 60s, a research found the art dangerous, that it was modified into Sampyong, in which people heat and are hit for 3 times. All people said Sampyong came from Chinese descent. Maybe accidentally said some three pyong. So Sampyong is three beatings led by a referee called Malandang.
Bahayakan itu. Jadi di perubah lagi, di modifikasi itu. Jadi Sampyong Sampiong itu memukul dan dipukul 3 kali. Sampiong itu kebetulan katanya, ini kata dari orang tua, ada dulunya itu ada yang melihat dari keturunan Cina itu. Mungkin dengan tidak sadar itu mengatakan Sam itu 3, Piong itu pukulan. Jadi Sampiong itu 3 pukulan yang dipimpin oleh satu orang wasit yang disebut Malandang.
3 beatings. That's the essence of Sampiong art from Majalengka. It uses a piece of bamboo in the length of 60 cm with balakutak or head cover, and it is led by a referee called Malandang. The real art, which has existed before the colonial era, has evolved as time rolled by, as said by Asikin, Majalengka cultural observer and the owner of an art studio in Majalengka, to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, when we are looking for the existence of Sampiong art in Majalengka Regency, West Java Province. The origin of Sampiong art, Asikin said, comes from Kaulinan or Games of Seviat.
Sampiong itu awalnya merupakan kaulinan atau permainan anak-anak gembala.
Sampiong used to be kaulinan or games of shepherd in their shepherd place. If they have free time when cattle is in the field, they play with stick and hit their bodies. At that time, in about 13th century, it was a popular struggle, because it was lovable that it developed in Majalengka, precisely in Cibodas. It was more than a hobby, but power struggle. They then make themselves strong to become beating resistance.
Bahkan sampai kepala. Saat itu, tepatnya abad 13-an lah, itu jadi satu ajang adu kekuatan yang populer sekali. Nah, kemudian karena permainan itu disukai, maka di satu wilayah di Majalengka, yaitu tepatnya di Cibodas, itu di Cibodas kemudian menjadi permainan yang merakyat, justru jadi berkembang menjadi hobi masyarakat di sana untuk bermain itu lebih daripada permainan biasa. Mereka menjadikan itu sebagai ajang adu kekuatan malah. Nah, ketika itu berkembang menjadi adu kekuatan, mereka pun kemudian berusaha untuk memperkuat diri sendiri, mempersakti diri untuk jadi tahan pukul.
Like Asikin said, Sampiong art evolution still continues from Kaulinan or Seviat games in Majalengka becomes hobby from power struggle to make themselves strong to become beating resistance. Asikin added, Kaulinan or Seviat changed when foreigners like Dutch and Chinese came to Java land.
Kemudian pada saat Belanda datang dan kemudian
when Dutch and Chinese people came, they also liked playing beating games, but they had their own regulation in the 1960s. First, not hitting head, vital part, and under thigh. Only 3 beat, so it means Sampiong. Chinese people say Sam is 3, Pyong is beat. So no more battle after 3. In the long run, the regulation tends to be self-defense, and is packed in one art style with accompaniment to instruments, gendang pencak, tempul, gendang traditional drum, and trumpet, accompanying tepakan pencak, and padungdung, tepak dua, all two taps means paleredan, and it sounded during the performance.
Satu model kesenian dimasukkan alat di pengiring gendang pencak, tempul, kemudian gendang dan trompet, mengiringi dengan tepakan pencak, baik padungdung, tepak dua atau apa gitu, biasanya paleredan yang itu bisa ditabu sepanjang mereka bermain. Pada Sampiong itu karena ada regulasi, kemudian
in Sampiong there's a regulation, and at that time people still love Sampiong. Usually it was included in festivals. The participants were in groups or individuals, so they did not come to represent a group or community,
karena mereka tidak datang atas nama kelompok atau komunitas manapun.
Listener Atin Hidayat, Sampiong art lover and preserver, made a similar statement that playing Sampyong art from Majalengka is unique enough. It is not only attacking the opponent as powerful as possible, but also movement and dance to hit or to be hit should follow the rhythm of accompaniment music consisting of West Java traditional musical instruments like gendang pencak, tempul, and trumpet.
Tapi yang bikin asiknya itu musiknya sebetulnya.
What makes it fun is the music. It lifts up spirit.
Bikin semangat, apalagi kan ditonton gitu.
Moreover, Acing said, in some art festivals in Majalengka, Malandan or referee can get confused to determine participants of Sampyong art.
Kenyataannya kalau kita misalnya pentas,
if we hold performance, many people want to join.
Kalau pecinta,
if Sampyong lovers join, Malandang will get overwhelmed to choose participants.
Sekali gitu, Malandangnya sampai kerepotan menentukan mana yang dipilih gitu istilahnya.
Listener, you can imagine a referee can be overwhelmed to determine who wants to get three heart beatings and how long the artist performs Sampyong art.
Itu tergantung yang ngatur waktunya itu kan Malandang ya. Istilahnya
it depends on how Malandang or referee
wasit,
manage
ya,
time. Sometimes after one beating, the player goes around while dancing to ease the pain. The player usually has 10 to 15 minutes.
Ya, mungkin itu untuk istirahat apa supaya enggak terlalu sakit mungkin kakinya ataupun apa ya gitu. 10-15 satu ronde lah gitu istilahnya, satu ronde satu pemain itu biasanya dikasih kesempatan sekitar 10 atau 15 menit.
That's what makes Sampyong art from Majalengka fun. Regarding extinction, Majalengka Sampyong art, Acing added that he would keep promoting Sampyong art from Majalengka.
Ada saya bahkan seringlah istilahnya di jejaring sosial.
I often see Sampyong art coverage in social networks like Facebook or Twitter. I also have written in my blog about documented Sampyong art performance, or I invite local journalists to make it more alive and more popular among young generation. That's the point.
Generasi muda gitu, intinya seperti itu.
Intensive approach to preserve Majalengka Sampyong art continues to be done not only by Acing, Asikin, or Mang Kiwing Almawi, but also by Majalengka Regency Youth and Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, as told by Head of Majalengka Regency Youth and Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, Surati, to RRI World Service when coming to the office.
Terima kasih berkaitan dengan seni Sampyong dan seni Gao.
Thank you for your concern about Sampyong art and Gaok art or other Majalengka arts. We always do promotion through media, both press and electronic media, besides taking part in arts festival, especially in Baru Cities and West Java, because two arts that you ask, namely Sampyong and Gaok, are traditional arts which are almost extinct. But we are optimistic that with all efforts we can even lift up extinct arts to West Java provincial level, like contemplating dance. Gaok and Sampyong need lifting up. We need to include them in contests and festivals. We always try to preserve traditional arts and sports through festivals and media. We have many working partners in media to specially promote art and culture in Majalengka Regency.
Kalau khususnya seni Sampyong dan seni Gao, memang ini perlu kita angkat nanti ya, kita lombakan atau kita festivalkan ya, berbagai upaya kesenian daerah, baik kesenian maupun olahraga tradisional yang berbau budaya ini senantiasa kita upayakan melalui festival-festival dan juga media. Mitra kerja kami di media banyak sekali itu yang kontrak dengan kita khusus untuk mempromosikan seni budaya yang ada di Kabupaten Majalengka.
Majalengka Art Preservation Program has been done in a sustainable way, especially Sampyong art. Head of Youth, Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, Wasman, said Sampyong art will continue to be preserved by giving a new package.
Sebenarnya untuk seni Sampyong tidak terlalu sulit ya, untuk pelestariannya karena
Sampeyong art is actually not hard to preserve because people in Majalengka have been familiar to Sampeyong. So the art is always performed in every event. People call it ngadu jajatan. Power struggle means knowledge struggle to compete in the field. Sampeyong art in Majalengka always goes with ship agility contest and puncak. Sampeyong has been popular and familiar. It's all about more attractive package without removing balance image for fun.
Tandingkan di Pekalongan gitu di Sampeyong dan kesenian Sampeyong di Majalengka ini selalu disatukan pegelarannya kalau di masyarakat selalu disatukan dengan ketangkasan domba atau dengan pagelaran kuda penca kalau orang Sumedang menyebutnya kuda renggong kalau di sini kuda penca Pak ya jadi ada bedanya sedikit orang Majalengka dan Sampeyong ini sudah dikenal dan memasyarakat barangkali tinggal hanya pengemasan supaya lebih menarik dan tidak menimbulkan image kekerasan dan sebagainya dan itu hanya permainan saja.
Listener, Sampeyong art from Majalengka, according to Wasman, has attracted foreign tourists to visit Majalengka and watch Sampeyong art from the region.
Untuk Sampeyong, sebenarnya wisatawan...
In fact, local and international tourists, including some private TV stations, have access to watch Sampeyong art performance. So we performed Sampeyong art in Cideras Village, and it was covered by private TV stations and watched by foreign tourists. They actually want to see what Sampeyong art is, and it's interesting enough. They find it interesting because violence art can become entertainment in the form of beating each other with no revenge and hatred, but humor, laughter, and so on.
Yang dimaksud dengan seni Sampeyong dan cukup menarik dengan pendapat seni kekerasan, tapi tidak melaksanakan kekerasan gitu, tapi hiburan seni kekerasan, tapi hiburan, yaitu hiburannya dengan saling pukul tetapi tidak ada dendam atau tidak ada benci tapi dilaksanakan dengan penuh humor, ketawa, sorak-sorai dan sebagainya.
Furthermore, Wasman revealed that Sampeyong art which started from Sevier Games in Majalengka now attracts foreign tourists to come to see Sampeyong art attraction typically from Majalengka.
Wisatawan asing yang pernah yang datang dari Amerika, kemudian dari Perancis, yang sering itu
the
dari...
The French tourists come from the US, French and Australia. Some came to do a research on Sampeyong art. They are also from Pakistan and Europe, like England and Norway. But they do not come in entourage, but 2 to 3 people only. There are also Mexicans, Americans and South Americans tying musical instruments called sadatana in Jatiwangi while doing research on arts including Sampeyong art.
Orang-orang Meksiko, Amerika, kemudian dari Amerika Latin yang belajar membuat alat musik dari tanah liat yang disebut sadatana di Jatiwangi Arts Factory. Di Jatiwangi sekalian mereka juga penelitian tentang seni-seni di Majalengka termasuk Sampeyong dan Gap.
Wasman added that following the increasing number of foreign tourists to watch Sampeyong art, Majalengka Regency Youth Sport Culture and Tourism Service will keep preserving art intensively.
Yang pertama mungkin memberikan kesempatan.
First, giving a chance to art studio to perform, both in the level of Regency or out of Majalengka Regency. In the anniversary of Majalengka, for instance, or historical days and statehood events like in Pendopo, Javanese traditional pavilion and services, anniversary of Kuningan Regency and Purwakarta Regency, and even at Indonesia Miniature Park, we have also performed Sampeyong in Gau at Monas or National Monument in its anniversary. The farthest one could be in Batam for Gemah Nusantara event. We also participated in Porseni sports and arts competition in 8 regencies of border city in West Java and Central Java, art and culture event in West Java, Sampeyong dance SMK Putra Nusantara Majalengka Art Vocational School. And we also provide art equipment like a set of gamelan traditional music for some art studios. A set of gendang pencak some has been proposed to support Sampeyong art.
Perbatasan karena rutin dilaksanakan event kesenian dan olahraga atau perseni, 8 kabupaten kota perbatasan Jawa Barat Jawa Tengah, kemudian di tingkat Jawa Barat pada event-event Jawa Barat, pada gelar seni budaya Jawa Barat yang baru-baru dilaksanakan, kami juga menggelarkan tari sampyong dari SMK Kesenian Putra Nusantara Majalengka. Kami juga memberikan bantuan, ya, bantuan alat kesenian ke beberapa sanggar, seperangkat gamelan untuk mendukung, juga yang sedang dinanti dan diusulkan itu seperangkat alat kendang penca sama untuk mendukung seni sampyong.
Indonesia is rich in folk stories from Asia region whose legend remains well maintained until now. No matter what sampyong art from Majalengka is, as an Indonesian nation, we should be proud and preserve Indonesian art and culture. Sampyong art is still favorable until now both among old and young generation, as well as among various groups of people in some regions in West Java, particularly Majalengka Regency. As the sources said, sampyong art from Majalengka, which is in the brink of extinction, can be preserved through innovation without changing standard of sampyong art totally.
Kosolami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kosolami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kosolami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kosolami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kosolami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kosolamis. Kosolami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kosolami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kosolami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kosolami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
VOA listeners, thank you for staying in tune with us on Voice of Indonesia. After this, to close the 9 a.m. hour, you know, I'll be playing you one of Indonesia's most loved artists that has gone globally, Niki, or former name Nicole Zefania, singing Path from the very new, very recent album. Enjoy!
Every time I sing a song,